So you're born in a system and you don't even know that you're in a war. It's a spiritual war for your soul. The hound of heaven is chasing you down. And that snake, that very subtle snake, is chasing you down. You're born in sin, so you have a propensity for the death cult, the snake, the darkness, the dark side. That's your propensity because you're born in sin and that's what you are. Now, if God is calling you and you read Romans, whom he foreknew, he called. And so he's calling you out of Babylon, out of darkness, out of Egypt, out of the flesh mind, out of your bloodline, out of your culture, out of the music, out of the TikTok, out of the doom scrolling. He's calling you out of the system. It's a spiritual matrix, you know. Everybody thinks it's the matrix, but it's actually a spiritual matrix. You're actually in a spiritual matrix. Everything in front of you is spiritual. That which is seen is made by the unseen. We look on the things that are unseen, not the things that are seen. And so, what's going on is the war is for your heart, your soul, your mind, your will, emotions, intellect. And if you notice that these narcissists, psychopaths, they actually want to control you. Now, what's that about? You're going about your business, you got your life, you got your free will, and all of a sudden somebody shows up and thinks they can control you and manipulate you and get you to do their will, their bit. They want you to do what they want you to do. Control your thoughts. 1984, control your speak, your words. They want to control everything about you. How you dress. I mean, come on. And I've seen men submit to that. And I'm like, man, what happened to you, man? You know, a woman can pick out a good outfit, I'm sure, that would look right, good, whatever. So, yeah. But, you know, most, in my mind, unless you're in an office job, I'm out there working in the dirt. I don't need nothing fancy. I don't care about nothing fancy. I'm trying to get, crawl under the house and fix a plumbing leak or something like that. I don't need fancy. Now, when I did work in the office, and I've worked in the office quite a few times, I had to get my dress pants and my dress shirt and all that junk. And you're sitting there under that fluorescent light all day. It pretty much sucks. So this warfare is a spiritual warfare, but it's also psychological, it's mental, and it's all that. And you're going to lose. You're going to lose the battle. You've actually already lost. As soon as you're born in this place, you've already lost. And the only way you're going to escape the slavery, the spiritual slavery that the devil's got you in, is get saved. Faith alone and Jesus alone. And then, when you get saved, the only way you're going to stay free is recognize. Just because they say they go to church, just because they say there's a lot of people that believe in Jesus but deny the cross. There's a lot of people that claim Jesus, but they claim Christ, but they never admit sin. They deny the blood. They deny the Bible. They use in other books. There's a lot of people that believe in Jesus just like the demons believe and tremble. The demons believe in Jesus, but they're not born again. And so they come up and pretend to be like you to spy out your liberty that's in Christ. And they want to bring you back under legalism, law, psychological games, mind games, emotional games. They want you to be a slave to them, do their will. They have an agenda. It's usually money. The love of money is the root of all evil, right? The love of money, not money, but the love of money. So they have an agenda, and it's always money. If it's evil, it's money related. And if you think about it, the reason they want to be seen and look at me and look at my life and I'm the best and I'm the greatest. I mean, these are egomaniacs. These are egomaniacs, really. Everything's about them. They're better than everybody else. They think that. They really believe that. They're actually stupid. Most of them like that. Most of them that think like that, they're really dumb. If you really talk to a narcissist long enough, they're kind of dumb. They really are dumb. You're smarter than them. They might be good at one job or whatever, but if you just try to talk to them on a well-rounded basis about many different things, they are really dumb. They're really out there. They're in some kind of delusion. God sends them strong delusions because they reject Jesus, you know. So they come in to spy out your liberty that's in Christ. And even Galatians says they came into the congregation or the fellowship or whatever he had going on. And they came, he says, we wouldn't put up with them 1 minute or 1 hour, he said. He said, we wouldn't put up with them for 1 hour. So they try to come in and mess up your fellowship because it's faith alone and Jesus alone, and they want to add works. Now, these narcissists, they're going to be a little bit more. The devil's learned over the last 2,000 years how to spy out your liberty, right? They're sneaking in. They hate that you have peace. They hate that you have joy. They hate that you have agape love. They hate that you can love your neighbors yourself and do no evil. They hate that you're not addicted to something. They hate that you're not stressed. They hate that you're not running with them to the same excess of riot, the Bible says. You don't run with them to the same excess of riot. And they ride in the daytime now. Don't matter if it's a night or day now. They riot. And if you look that word up, it's just like, it's kind of like they go bar hopping, they'll do it during the day now. Running here, running there, like chicken with their head cut off. And so you watch this program that they're running on, the flesh mind is a program, and you watch them just keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating, and you're just shaking your head. You're thinking, this is weird. This is some weird stuff. It's really wild to see them that they don't even know they're just repeating the same day over and over. They're repeating the same mistakes. They chase one person. They get with them. Then they go to another one. They monkey branch to another one. Monkey branch to another one. Monkey branch to another one. And they're just destroying their heart even more. The whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. So the Bible is the truth, right? Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. And they don't repent. They don't see anything wrong with it. They just justify it. And they blame you if you call them out on it. And you're trying to help them. And they want to blame you. And so you're jealous of their lifestyle. And you're like, no, I don't think so. See, you wouldn't want to be you. Because their life is confusion in every work. And demons and devils and insanity, really. They're just insane. They're really insane. And so I don't even know how they even get out of bed every day. How they even function. I really don't know how they function. But it's really, I mean, they're just, they got to be taking some kind of speed or something the way they do. Some of them are just always on the go, and you're like, why ain't you dead yet, you know? And maybe God lets them do that because their kingdom is down here. See, our kingdom is above, and their kingdom's down here. So they're doing everything they can to spend and be spent for this life, and the saints are willing to spend and be spent for the gospel to get some people saved. And so the Apostle Paul, he was like the Energizer Bunny too. But these people are not, they're out for money, stuff, appearance, image, show, the world, the flesh, the pride of life, they're gung-ho about this place. They just want to make it. They want to just, they're just crazy. They're crazy. When does it get old? When does it get old? I guess they never. The only way that they avoid looking at the fact that they're just doing the same thing every day is some kind of substance abuse. And they got this new situation that pulls. They meet somebody else, and it seems new, and then it gets old, and they go find and it. And they always have the backup supply, you know. But they're not happy with themselves. That's why do you think they have all those people around? They have to have people around because they're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with themselves. They got to have those distractions. It's really wild. But the war is for your soul. So they're in your family. This is the key point. They're in your bloodline. They're in your culture. They're in the bloodline. They're in the culture. They're in the corporations. They're on the news. It's your radio. It's your music. It's the medical. It's every system that man makes that doesn't glorify God. And you and they say, well, you're just a killjoy. You can't enjoy life. Yeah, you can enjoy life, but you got to recognize what it is. Yeah, it's good to have hobbies and all. It's good to have some things to do, but you've got to recognize what you're in. This is why it's such a war, because it's such a warfare that's very subtle. And what you were raised in, the box, the system, the culture, the bloodline, you thought that was normal. You were let's say somebody's raised in a cult. They think that their belief system is normal. I've talked to Mormons, and I've talked to Jehovah's Witness, and I've talked to different cults, and they think it's normal because that's the way they were raised. And it's like you try to show them that, hey, that's way off. That doesn't line up with Scripture. And you show them the verse and the context in the chapter. And they still don't get it. You can say, read the context. But they've been brainwashed from a child. And that's why I say it starts when you're young. And it's only by the grace of God, really, that anybody gets saved. But if you really wanted to know the truth, see, they think they already have the truth. They're raised in a cult, a culture, their music, their TV. They think it's normal because they're raised in it. And it's just a big box. All the bells and whistles. Think of it like this. You go over here to the fair or the carnival or whatever. And on the outside, it's just quiet. You go in through the gate or the door. Let's say it's. You're driving towards it, you go to the gate, all the noises and the lights and the bells and the whistles and the shooting game and the throwing the basketball game. And it's just, and people are saying, come over here, play this game. Come over here, spend money over here. Come over here, this is fun, 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 fun. Let's have fun. Well, if you look the word fun up, etymology, you'll find out it's not a good word. And so the music. Let's have some fun. Listen to this music. Let's do this. Let's go here. Let's go here. It's really not fun. And so they spend their whole life having fun and not thinking about God and his word and the sound doctrine and all that. And they're just going through the motions, and they don't even know that they're running on a culture program, a bloodline program, and they're in this 3D repeat, and they have no clue that they're in the repeat. They think their life is like, I really, it kind of breaks your heart thinking about all the people you met that thought they were saved. They thought they're, you get in this little niche group or whatever, and you're watching these people, and you're like, how can they not see that? That's ridiculous. That's crazy. That's Jerry Springer. That's low vibration. That's a terrible life. That's boring. Who wants to be a part of that? And they might not think it's boring because they got doing here. But then if you step back, you say, you're just doing the same stuff over and over. You're just repeating everything. And you're like, I'd rather be at the house. Chilling, mowing the yard, meditating on the truth, you know. And so the more you move away from these kind of people, the more you can see the war. And so they want to get in your house, they want to cross your threshold, they want to take up your time, they're time wasters, they want to change your belief system, they want you to accept them, even though it's evil, they want you to accept their evil, they want to boil the frog slowly, they want you to be in delusions with them, running the streets with them, going here, going there, and not ever going anywhere, but they think they're going where. They want you wasting your resources, your time, your energy, your health. They want to vampire off of you, take your strength, take your attention, take you off your goal, take you off of everything that you're doing. Really? They are pure evil. But everybody else is doing it, so they do it. And so the warfare is not like right in your face. It's very subtle. Whether it's the witches trying to get in. Pretty much, if you're not saved, you're a witch. And the reason I say that is because you're believing lies and you're spinning lies. So they frame lies. And the corporations do it too. They're framing lies, a fake reality bubble that most people jump into. And then when COVID happened, or the bottom drops out, or whatever, there's a pandemic or anything, everything crashes, everybody goes crazy. And then it gets restored and they go right back into the, some people wake up, but they go right back into the routine, you know. It's ridiculous. And so every system has these people, these leaders that are narcissistic psychopaths because they have to sell their soul to the devil to rise up in the system. And so these magician priest class people, Freemasons, Jesuits, Kabbalists, Caliphate, Wiccans, all the magician priest class run this system. And those of us who wake up and see it, they have to attack, defame, because we're pulling people out. It's just like the movie The Matrix, but we're pulling people out spiritually, whereas the Matrix movie was pulling people out physically out of the digital dream world. But you are tied in to a system, a box system, that's the 666 box. And so the denominational boxes, the ideological boxes, the cult and ism boxes, and so everything is a box. And so to pull you out of the box is a warfare when we're trying to give out the gospel to yank you out. And then when you get out, there's a warfare to pull you back into the box. And that's the Borg Hive Cube. The Queen Bee Borg Hive Cube 666 system. Off with their heads. So those of us who are speaking the truth and we escape the boxes, all boxes, legalism and everything. We escaped all the boxes. They want to say, off with your head. And that's why you see in after the rapture, they cut people's heads off because you don't join up with the world system. And so the culmination of the ages is the 666. But that is after Jesus takes the church and he puts his mark on the 144,000, two witnesses, whatever it says in Revelation. But the devil doesn't know how to do the mark of the beast until God does it and seals his saints, and then the devil follows. So God seals his saints during the tribulation, his elect saints, and then the devil takes and does that to the whole world. But once the church is caught up, that evil one can't be revealed, because until he who letteth be taken out of the way, which is the Holy Spirit in the church, then that wicked one will be revealed. And so right now, there's resistance and this warfare. Imagine the tribulation saints, the war they're going to be in. He says, don't come down from the housetop, and better run to the mountains. Hide out in the mountains, you know. And so there's going to be a great constriction. And I looked that word up. I think there's like eight. I think the devil is going to do something to try to kill everybody. And it's going to be some kind of gas or fume, 8 foot off the ground. That's why he says, get onto the rooftop of your house, because there's going to be this great constriction. I think it's a breathing constriction, you know. The constrictor, the snake, right? So something to do with your breathing. And so he says, go to the rooftop. A great constriction. What's that snake called? Something constrictor. So the Jezebel spirit, the Python spirit, the Delilah spirit, the Babylonian spirit, the Egyptian spirit, it's embedded everywhere. When they try to get across your threshold, they might come saying Jesus, because, you know, when the two Mormons come and knock on your door, don't let them in the house. That's a demonic spirit. They'll say the name Jesus, but they don't admit sin. They don't admit the blood of Jesus, the blood of his cross. Anybody who rejects the blood is rejecting the gospel. And anybody who rejects the gospel, let them be accursed. They are cursed by God Almighty. Let them be accursed. They're already cursed. But the warfare is for your will, your emotions, your intellect, your spirit, your soul, your body. If you're saved, you're saved. But if you let them emotionally manipulate you, then you might go through so much turmoil with them, you don't know if you're saved or not. And that's what's happening to a lot of people. They've been around narcissists, psychopaths their whole life, and they don't know if they're coming or going, because they're trying to mess with your mind and trying to cause confusion. They have to attack your peace. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, right? They're attacking your faith. They're attacking your peace. They're attacking your stability. They want to shut you down. And if they can't shut you down, they're going to lie, create fake realities to try to get people to think you're crazy, not hear you, not hear what you're saying. Because they're the snake. And they do what their daddy, the snake, tells them to do. Because they really have embodied the snake. And so you've embodied the truth when you receive Jesus and you believe the Bible. They've embodied the lies, which is sorcery. Anybody who's a chronic liar, they're doing witchcraft. And because it's a fake reality bubble, and that's what witchcraft is, trying to spin a fake narrative, fake reality, you know. Because if you believe that fake reality, you've been duped. And that's why they like duper's delight, because if they can dupe you, they've pulled you into something that's not real. And they control the narrative. They control reality. See, if you believe God and his word and the Bible, then you're not duped. But if they spin some kind of web or something and get you to believe it, you're duped. And they say, okay, now I'm God in that person's life. If they can control your finances, your freedom, your thoughts, your time, your work, if they can manipulate your peace, your joy, there's some out there that they actually are so anti. They believe they're saved, but everything they say out of their mouth is anti-Christ, anti-Bible. Everything out of their mouth is so convoluted and anti that it boggles the mind. And they love that lie. They've embodied the satanic spirit, where everything that God says, they twist it. Hath God said? They might not say it that way, but they'll say something. It's a snake. It's a snake that has embodied these people. They have sold their soul to the devil. Some of them. Some of them are just there by default. They don't even know they're controlled by the snake. And so when they get across your threshold, and I'm not just talking about the threshold of your house. I'm talking about the threshold of your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, finances, everything. If they can sneak and slither in to any area of your life, they're going to try to take away your freedom and your peace. And the reason we say it's a warfare is because it's everywhere around you, from your neighbors, from the left to the right, in front of you, to the McDonald's, Home Depot, any corporation you go and work for, Burger King, Pepsi. It's the red versus blue, fake reality. They have to give you a choice to make you think you're free. But they only give you two or three choices, but so you're still in their system. And it was built around you. And so the churches, the 501(c) church, the corporations, the neighbors, the bloodline family, any other book that they're trying to promote, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all that, it's just distraction. Is to pull you, and what don't you know what they're doing with those apps? The thing that pulls you, so let's say you doom scroll, and what you stop on, they know that through your eye, they can see what you focus on, and they're going to feed you that. But they're not going to feed you anything about Jesus and being free in the Bible. And so they're trapping you, and it's a war against your soul and your body and your spirit. Spirit, soul, body. So you're in a war. And the only way to escape it is cut the noise off, get in the Word. The Scripture. And you follow that script just like Jesus. He followed God the Father. So you got His Word. You got His Holy Spirit in you. You follow what God says. And you don't step out of the script. No matter how good it looks, how good it sounds, how fancy, or how whatever it is, or it's a rough life. And if somebody's saying, oh, it's going to be easy, we'll make your life easy. Come on over here. It's going to cost you. Everything has a cost. Yeah, you can have a peaceful life. Everything takes sacrifice down here. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. I think I'm going to go in there and take me an hour nap. And then I might do some ride share. But I've got to sacrifice because I have some stocks I want to buy. So I'm going to start doing some ride shares and investing those stocks. And ETFs and stuff like that. I'd have this one option. I did option trading, but even the accounts that you go online for stocks, it's all lies. The media, the news, it's all lies. You have to really do the research and find out who the CEO is. Are they dependable? Are they hard workers? Are they honest? Because a lot of these corporations they create, they're just like a way to steal people's money. You invest and they go bankrupt, you know. But if you do invest, you can protect yourself with some put options. If the price goes lower, you still make money, you know. I don't know. It's all I can tell you is the war is bigger than you think. You think when you see, when you think warfare, you think one country against, but China and Russia, or U.S. and China, U.S. and Russia fighting, you think that's a war. No, the same warfare that I'm talking about is happening within the U.S., within China, within Russia. It's against your body, your soul, your spirit. They know that they cannot take away your inheritance and your blessing because you're in Christ and it's forever. But they can try to shut down the truth, shut down your voice, and try to steal, kill, and destroy what you've worked hard for. And don't think they ain't going after you, because they started going after you when you were a child, because the devil, he kind of knows. He knows by your name. He knows by your. He just knows. There's a spiritual world, you know. There's an unseen world. Have you considered my servant Job? Yeah, I know about Job. You got a hedge around him, though. That's what I'm saying. There's a spiritual hedge around you, and the devil sees it. Well, if you move the hedge, I can get in and do it. And actually, this is kind of what the Freemason, this is the secret societies. I took a job, and there was a guy on there had Freemason on his truck, on his bumper. And I was just going about my business. And I said, I see your Freemason tag. He says, you want to join? I said, no, I'm a Bible believer. I'm a Christian. He said, well, we'll test that. That's all he had to say. And then the test happened. And year after year, they failed. They keep on testing you. And then they send stronger ones. They send Delilahs, Jezebel. They send everything they can at you. And they probably pay them. Hey, we're going to pay you if you can drop his progress, drop him down, whatever. And they always fail. But think about it. If these secret societies pay somebody or go in agreement, the reason they don't stop is with the same reason the devil don't stop. Have you considered my servant Job? Yeah, I've watched him, but you got a hedge around him. He says, drop the hedge, and he'll curse you to your face. And God allowed it. He says, okay, but I'll let you do this, but don't touch his life. And so the devil thought Job would curse, but he never cursed God. He believed God. Even his own wife said, curse God and die. And so that's what the devil does. Tries to get your own wife, your own house. You have an enemy. You have enemies in your own household going against you because the devil took them over. Have you considered my servant Job? And his own wife said, curse God and die. Because why? She was focused on stuff down here. And then when God took the children, all his kids, they all died. He still didn't curse God. But his wife, she lost some faith, you know. But then they had more kids. And so my point is, that's the game. It's such a warfare that the devil will accuse you before God. Even though you're under the blood, and he's the accuser of the brethren. He will accuse you. And if he can, take everything, your health, your mind, everything. He will accuse you and do everything he can to attack you. And then you come through the other side and you don't lose your faith. And you give God the glory, you know. And everybody's, all the Freemasons and the Jesuits, and everybody, all the cults and isms and witches that were, we'll just like that guy worked with, who was a Freemason, we'll test you, and when they fail, and you keep going, and you keep going, and you keep rising, and you keep going, it blows their mind. You forgive everybody. You have no grudges. You're not bitter. You just keep going. It blows their mind. They think you're supernatural, and it is, because it's Christ in you. You are supernatural, because it's Jesus in you that's the supernatural. So the warfare is real. I gave you an overview. I could talk about it for 10 hours straight. All the little details, the nuances, because they really have no new game. And once they play a trick, they have to keep. They find out areas in your life that you might have an open door, just like an attack on the computer. They're looking for a port, so they're using these agents in these corporates, the churches, corporations. They're using these people to see what is the open door. And if there's no open door, They get rid of that agent and send, well, you can't find the open door, so we're going to send somebody else. And they fire that person and bring somebody else in. It's that crazy. I'm not really stressing how big this is. It's that real. And it's that crazy because it starts in the spiritual. And so it's everywhere you go. And these people who are taken captive. Let's say you got a witch. She thinks she's casting spells. She ain't doing jack. She's being deceived by the devil. And if God does allow a few things happen, because he uses the devil to spank his own. Or he uses the devil to win souls. God will use the devil against the devil. Satan can't cast out Satan, but God will use the devil to attack the devil's own people. And somebody will walk by and give out the gospel. Somebody might get saved. I watched something this year that I'm thinking, who's getting ready to get saved? Because it's such a serious battle. Somebody's getting ready to get saved. I ain't heard it yet, but somebody's getting ready to get saved. You can't talk about some of your battles because, you know, you don't want to call names, but you know it's real. You know they never work alone. It has to be a cult or a group or a coven. It's more than one coven. Coven's in every city. And they got a website, and they follow you, and they take notes, and they share information. And so the covens have these websites. Well, this is his weakness. This is her weakness. This is their weakness. They're chasing you down. They know who you are. You can't hide. You can't hide from God, and you can't hide from the secret societies, the magician priest class. Because they always have somebody watching you from a child. You've had a handler, most likely, and didn't know it. And it's usually in the form of a boss, or a friend, or a family, or a coworker, or a pastor, or a cousin, or aunt, or uncle. Somebody that you don't even expect. That's how crazy it is.